Hey, welcome to Intentional Living Center today. This is a place where good intentions come to die and your intentional life will begin for some of you today as you make an intentional decision. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. Whatever you're facing or dealing with right now today in your life and your relationships, this next half hour has been set aside to help you discover your next right one thing. So let's talk. The phones are open to you now, toll free at 888-888-1717. That's 888-888-1717. We get one life. Let's live it intentionally. That's what we're here to encourage you in the process today. So let's get right to the calls. I think we have a question on the line from James in Kansas. Welcome to the program. How can I help you today, James?
And I had a question about how you felt about people that are married that go to lunch with somebody of the opposite sex that may or may not be married.
Wow. Wow. Hey, listen, James, that question is a loaded one because and many times it's not a problem at all, and then other times it is. It gets back to intention. It gets back to vulnerability. It gets back to a lot of issues. And I really think that's a worthwhile question. In my book, Starve for Affection, I took some really good counsel and teaching from my friend, Dr. Todd Linneman, who put together a little survey of 20 questions that he says it's really important to ask before you get into an opposite sex friendship. And as you are in a friendship, to ask yourself these questions, because these questions can really reveal if there's a problem. Let me share a couple of them with you. One of the things, James, that he asked is, would you behave differently around your friend if your spouse were present? In other words, if things you were saying or doing or expressing in that lunch with that woman, would you say and do the same things if your spouse were seated right next to you? Would there be something that would come up that would be different? If there is, then that's a warning sign. Another question would be, would you feel uncomfortable if your spouse had the same quality of friendship with someone of the opposite sex as you do? In other words, would you be uncomfortable if your wife were having lunch with a man and had the quality of relationship you're having with that woman? It's an interesting question. Do you prefer to spend time alone with your opposite sex friend rather than in a group setting? In other words, finding opportunities just to be alone with them. These are some questions. I'll get to a few more. Maybe we'll have others who want to comment on this. In fact, it's an interesting thought. How has opposite sex friendship in marriage affected you? What's your opinion? What's been your experience? Our phone line is open at 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717. I think Lori is on the line from Florida. Welcome to the program, Lori. Tell us your experience.
I think probably my husband and I may have been very, very different couples because of this, but I had a very good friend of mine who was of the opposite sex all through high school. He was my best friend. I continued to be my best friend through life, and I was 24 years old when I met my husband, and we got married. The man still was my best friend outside of my husband, and he knew it. My husband knew it. We did very well with that, actually, because I made sure that my husband knew that he was the most important person in my life. I never let him worry about that. I always made sure that he knew all the time. Nothing ever happened between me and the friend of the opposite sex. He's still one of my very good friends, though we live so far apart and we have different lives. But my husband and I have been married now for 33 years. Praise the Lord. And we hope we get another 33 out of it. But make sure your husband or your wife knows that they are the most important person and that they have nothing to worry about and fear. Bring them into the relationship as well so they feel comfortable all the time. And always, always keep Christ as the center of your marriage.
Hmm. All right. Well, thank you for weighing in on that. A very positive reaction to the question James asked, what's our opinion on opposite sex friendships? Listen, we talk about being intentional. This is a big deal in our culture today. men and women are working together, thrown together in relationships in the workplace. I mean, turn on the news today, all the movement that we see of the tension between men and women in the workplace and the pressure, and especially for believers, how do we respond in a healthy way, in a godly way, in developing these friendships? I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. How are we to be intentional with this in a way that honors Christ? 888-888-1717 is the number. 888-888-1717. I think it's Lois who has a comment for us. Welcome to the program. Tell us your experience.
It was at church, a man at church who started paying attention to me, and we were friends. His wife and my husband and all of us were friends. But his intentions were to use me while his wife was pregnant. I didn't know that. All I knew was that here was somebody who was paying more attention to me than my own husband. And very sadly, relationship went too far and ended up destroying both marriages. I think that couples, people that go into friendship thinking that it can stay that way, ignoring our natural desires, our natural attractions, that God made us this way. And that's exactly what happened to me. I fell prey to someone who was paying attention to me and wanted to show me his attention.
All right. Thank you, Lois. I hear your heart on that. And, you know, as a reminder, if you just joined us, we started with James asking a question today about what's our take on opposite sex friendships outside of marriage. And of course, we're very cautious. You know, we want to honor Christ and we don't want to put ourselves into a vulnerable position. I think some, maybe you have an opinion and you're listening saying this is just weak. I mean, if you're so weak, you can't have a friendship with a person of the opposite sex, where's your faith in the first place, right? I mean, that's a legitimate question. I respond that it may be that you're not the weak one, it may be the other person. In other words, are we putting the person that we have a friendship with in a position where they could become vulnerable in their own minds? It might not even be anything that they act on, but how they feel, how they respond. And so one of the things I write about in Star for Affection is that if you want to manage opposite sex friendships, the best way to do that is to clearly make sure that your spouse is actively engaged in that friendship. And it's the exclusivity that can create a problem. And I know for a fact, because I've talked about this topic before, there are some of you listening that just radically have a different opinion on this. It's none of my spouse's business of who my friend is, and that's the way it is. I'd love your thoughts on this, but I guess I'd ask the question, if at the end of the day, if you have a spouse and you love them and they may be feeling insecure or they may have a concern and they've expressed that, what's your priority? What's my priority? Should the primary concern be for the well-being of my spouse and our marriage, even if I don't agree with their position on it? All right, that's interesting. You're welcome to come and join us at 888-888-1717 today from our Intentional Living Center, putting the spotlight, I guess, on marriage and the importance of marriage and God's intention for healthy marriage. I wonder what your take is on this.
Hi. The one thing that I find that has helped me since I've been listening to Intentional Living is how to adapt with the Lord's help to my husband's Parkinson's. I apply this one thing as tell him how much each day I love my husband and thank the Lord that I am here to see him through this disease. I thank Randy Carlson for helping me to see that.
Hey, Linda, thank you. I'm glad to be able to be a part of your life. And you probably will never know fully, completely, how that one word of speaking into your husband's life is making a difference in his life. He may never express it the way that makes sense to you or you really feel it, but I'm telling you, it makes a difference. That's why we just believe so strongly in this thing about living intentionally. Now, like a topic today, talking about opposite sex friendships outside of marriage. Hey, listen, you got a decision to make. And you may hear these stories and say, I'm not vulnerable. We're not vulnerable. This isn't an issue. Hey, I've been around the block long enough to know all of us are susceptible and Satan is peering around every corner to trip us up. And so living intentionally comes down to willingness to do that next right one thing for God's glory, because when we do, listen, your marriage is going to benefit. You're going to benefit. So, Linda, thank you for sharing that with us. And I just want to make available today to each of you who would be willing to step up and say, hey, I want to be a part of this journey. I want to see this message of living intentionally, strengthening marriages and families, people coming to Christ, homes being saved. I want to support this. This is something I can get behind. My wife and I support, and we're asking you to do the same. Your monthly support makes a big difference, and when you do, we'll make sure you get up on the new platform where all of our teaching is available just to our members. What do you do to come and join us today? Just go to theintentionallife.com, click on donate, or call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, and press number 2. And thank you for your support. Is it okay to have a close friend of the opposite sex? Hi, I'm Dr. Randy Carlson with an Intentional Living Minute. Close opposite sex friendships don't typically start out intending to cross that dangerous line, but the line is always nearby. And in Intentional Living, we encourage guardrails to be put in place to protect yourself and the relationship with your spouse and, frankly, your future. In my book, Star for Affection, we have a whole section on opposite-sex friendships, and some of the questions that we ask you to ask yourself to determine if it's an issue, here's a few. Does your spouse know about the friendship? Do you think about that person when you're not together with that person? Are you closer in some ways to your friend than you are to your spouse? If you answer yes to any of those, it's too close. Be intentional.
Visit us at theintentionallife.com. This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio.
This is the Intentional Living Center. We believe good intentions come to die here today so we can live intentionally. And we started out with a question from James. He just simply asked, what's our take on opposite sex friendships outside of marriage? And it seems to be taking on a life of its own, and that's fine. That's what we're here to talk about. I do know this, at the end of the day, our goal should be in marriage to put, as we said in our vows, to put no other person before our spouse, right? And so this comes down to a marital communication, a marital priority, and I think every situation is different. But the principle here is we should never do anything that violates, intentionally not do anything that would violate the trust or put us into a vulnerable position with a person of the opposite sex, even if it starts out to be totally innocent. As we know, many times it can, but doesn't stay there. What's your take? What have you learned? 888-888-1717 to come and join us. Robert's on the line. Welcome to the program, Robert.
Hello, how you doing, Doctor?
Good. Good. What's your comment on this?
Well, it wasn't a comment. I was in a long relationship, and I don't know if I was being selfish or what, but my other partner was talking on Facebook with some guy and sending pictures to him. And I don't know if that's okay. Was I being selfish or, you know?
Well, the question is, was it exclusive? Did she have a relationship with this man, or if you're just posting pictures on?
The text that I was reading, she was like more relationship, like, you know.
And what did you do when you? What did she say when you asked her about it?
She said, "Well, we weren't going out anymore, so you know, I was just sending family pictures." Well, you know, this.
So this was okay. A former friend, former boyfriend.
And no, it's someone on Facebook that she just found.
Oh, okay. Well, here's the situation, Robert. It may be. It may be it was totally innocent. It may be that it's your problem. Maybe. But I'll tell you what, if it's your problem and you went ahead and got married, it'd be both of your problems. Because if you're in a position where you're saying, hey, I have a problem with that, I'm not comfortable with it, I may not be, quote, mature enough yet, or whatever it is, it really doesn't matter. Whatever it is, I do know this for a fact. If two people get into a marriage and the expectation is not being met, and the expectation is, hey, you're not Facebooking some strange guy on the internet, or you're not going out to lunch with some guy or whatever, if that's an expectation you hold on to, Robert, that's going to create a problem for her and for your relationship. Now, it's hard to answer what her motives is would be without exploring that or talking to her. But your question to me was, were you correct in ending the relationship? And my answer would be yes, based on the fact that you said that was a problem to you.
Yeah, and that wasn't the first time that happened.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, I think I would ask you, though, Robert, do you wrestle with feeling insecure in relationships?
Yeah.
And so there might be some things that you can expand and grow into your own life. But I'm just coming back to the basic bottom line here. People who get into relationships and then enter into a marriage and assume that after a marriage occurs that something will be different than it was before are foolish. Just thinking that I'm going to change, I'm going to grow, they're going to grow, life's going to be, it just doesn't typically happen. And if it does, it's rare. Okay, we started out and opened the phone lines. James asked the question, what do you think about opposite sex friendships outside marriage? And in the book, Starve for Affection, which by the way is one of our best-selling books from the Intentional Living Center, if you're looking for a book that can help you in your marriage, it's really full of practical things to build strength in marriage, including a whole chapter on opposite sex friendships. And we wrote some things that you can do to strengthen your marriage. Make your relationship with Christ your number one priority. If you do that, then you're going to be processing these questions through the grid of your relationship with Christ. And you're going to be sensitive to wanting to glorify Christ in everything that you do. Second thing that I write about is in your marriage, develop and consistently mature a best friend relationship with your spouse. The most vulnerable people to getting into an affair, emotional or physical, outside of marriage, are people who are vulnerable now in their marriage. They're not feeling their needs are being met. They're not communicating. They're not feeling loved. And they're vulnerable. And one of the reasons I'm pretty firm on this particular topic is because you may be strong and solid and mature, but the person that you have the friendship with may not be. And the signals they're picking up may be damaging to their own spirit. That's what I've seen. All right. Love to have your take on this. Lines open. Let's go. Kim is on the line in Texas. Welcome to the program, Kim. What do you think on this?
Hey there. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. So, you know, over the 23 years of marriage with my husband, you know, relationships and things have cropped up where, you know, it was a business relationship that turned into a friendship, that I feel like you have to set boundaries on those things for one, but two, you have to bring your spouse into those relationships with you, or even an old friendship. When you marry your spouse, you become one with them. So there is not a single relationship I'm going to have with a gentleman that is not equally a relationship with my spouse. I'm never going to do anything, and no one should, in my opinion, to jeopardize your marriage or the feelings of your spouse. There is no one and nothing that is more important than your relationship with your husband or wife than your relationship with God.
So how do you, Kim, I agree with you, by the way, Kim, what I hear you saying is no relationship with another person outside your marriage should be stronger than your relationship with your spouse. How do you maintain that, though? I mean, in a practical way, you have a friendship in work or whatever. How do you manage that day to day?
Well, one is, you know, you have boundaries. You know, I work with people that I'm friendly with, but I'm not going to say I'm friends. You know, there's a lot of people who put a lot of definition on what a friend is.
Right.
So a friend to me is someone I have a personal relationship with outside of a workplace who I would go to dinner with or go shopping with. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to have a relationship like that with someone that my husband doesn't have an equal relationship with. We have, you know, and I was, you know, if I've ever met a gentleman through work that I feel like that just based on some simple dialogue, we have things in common, I'm probably, you know, if I like this person, then I may talk to my husband and say, you know, I'd really like to take this guy and his wife out to dinner. I think we have a lot in common. I think they'd be great friends.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm going to include them in that relationship. And I'm not just going to include the gentleman. I'm going to include their spouse or their significant other if they're not married.
Powerful. That's very good. Kim, thank you for your call. You have given a really, I think, a good synopsis of what we believe and what we teach in intentional living. We're human beings, men and women. There's a natural attraction that occurs in our culture and world, in life, and friends that you make a friendship with a person. Obviously, you're a friend because you're attracted. I don't mean necessarily physically or sexually, but they have similar interests, desires. You feel comfortable. You're communicating. And if that relationship gets to be at a place where, hey, this is better than what I have in my marriage, the vulnerability is huge, and it's a concern. How do you manage this? How do we be intentional? Put boundaries in place. I know I have in my life. I don't have friendships outside of my working relationship with a woman. I wouldn't do it. My wife doesn't with a man. Those are just boundaries we put in place for us. May not be for everyone, but for us, that's it. And it's not because we feel that we are weaker than anybody else, but we are all prone to the potential to fall. And we need to put those boundaries, those guardrails in place. We do in our marriage. Wonder what you think. Lines have been busy. We're talking 888-888-1717. James started us on this journey with the question of what do we think about opposite sex friendships. By the way, if you want to read more on this, one of the entire chapters in my book, Star for Affection, really digs into this, what we believe, what the Bible teaches. It gives you a 20-question quiz you can ask for yourself and your marriage. It's a good book for really unpacking how to have a marriage that God intends for you. You can get it through our resource center, our bookstore. Just go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Or you can weigh in here on the air at 888-888-1717.
I came across Intentional Living. I went through a very difficult time, and my word for the year was intentionality. And being able to hear a radio station that promotes or encourages intentionality was like, thank you, Lord.
Maybe you're like Patricia. Life has been difficult, but listening to Intentional Living encourages you and helps you get through your day.
With your support, people like Patricia have the tools to live an intentional life for Christ. And now you can access many of Dr. Randy's exclusive teachings on various topics whenever you want.
With your monthly gift to Intentional Living, you'll be a part of a special group that gets unlimited access to Dr. Randy's exclusive monthly teachings from the past 2 years.
So don't wait. Give now, and you'll get access to these life-changing resources by calling 888-888-1717 today or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Hey, listen, we appreciate it when you do. You're making a difference. You're impacting lives, people coming to Christ. Thank you so very much for your support and for standing with us. And as Kurt mentioned there, when you join us, we'll make sure you get access to all of the teaching for the last couple of years from our Intentional Living monthly lessons, plus ongoing new things that we put up there, new content to encourage you. So we thank you for your support, and you can join us today. Your monthly support makes a difference. We'll make sure you get signed up. When you do, either call 888-888-1717 during West Coast business hours or go online anytime to theintentionallife.com. And by the way, when you call that 800 number, we also have a comment line, story line. Maybe you have a story today of how God has moved in your life in this area of opposite sex friendships. We'd love to hear your story. I hope you'll share with us. And again, God bless you for standing with us in your prayers and your support.
Okay, I believe that if you're married and you're a married couple, you should not have friends of the opposite sex or be alone with the members of the opposite sex unless you're doing things together with your spouse, with that person. The Bible, 1 Thessalonians verse 22, says flee the very appearance of evil. If you're alone with a member of the opposite sex, things could happen. 1 Peter 5:8 says the devil goes around like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. Be alert, be watchful. So we need to stand on those verses if you're married and not be alone with a member of the opposite sex unless with your couple. Now, if you're single and you want to have a friendship with a member of the opposite sex, it's great as long as you also take accountability with you. So if you're alone with that person, things don't get out of hand and you don't do things you shouldn't do, because we want to keep a godly perspective in our friendship and stay godly. And so we do want to have accountability if we're single and we go out with friends of the opposite sex.
Mm-hmm. Well, I agree with you, Anita, but we have listeners saying that is so old-fashioned, that's out of touch.
Well, God's word never goes out of style. It's the same yesterday, today, and forever, and we stand on that.
Yeah, you're preaching to the choir to me, but I do think that there are people probably saying, isn't that a matter of just, you know where your commitment is and you know where your love is and you can have a friend and you don't get have to be romantically involved with another person?
But you know what? It's so easy for the enemy to deceive and trick one person's feelings, and you could think one way from a friendship and it become more. We see it over and over in our society. Marriage is broken up because they went out with the friend and they started cheating on their spouse because they did go out with a friend. So we do have to be alert and watchful and again, use wisdom, knowledge, and discernment on our relationship and put God first and our spouse before we go out with members of the opposite sex, because the enemy can use it and twist it to deceive us and to ruin our marriage by going out with somebody of the opposite sex.
All right. Well, thank you, Anita. I appreciate you taking time to weigh in and share that. I was talking about one of the chapters in Star for Affection, that there was a 20-question quiz that was created by psychologist Dr. Todd Linneman that really asked some pretty good questions. And I think as we kind of wrap up the program today, these are some questions you can ask yourself to see if it's a problem for you. Let me take question 6. Is your friend someone you would consider dating if you were single? Interesting question. Have you ever entertained romantic fantasies about your friend? Do you ever compare your spouse with your friend, if not outwardly, at least inwardly? Do you think about sharing important news with your friend before you even would think of sharing with your spouse? Do you and your friend ever exchange highly personal details about your lives or complain about your marriages to each other? Big one. There's a big red flag right there. When you start to share problems in your life and how bad things are going in your life and what your spouse is or isn't doing, and you get a person of the opposite sex who has a listening ear and they're saying, poor you, man, that you deserve better than that, that's not the way it should be, and even says, I'll pray for you, that's even powerful. You're building a vulnerability. All right, I'll tell you what we're going to do as we wrap up. Let's just keep the phone lines open. We're going off the air live. But if you want to weigh in on this, do you agree, disagree, have a thought, a perspective, an experience that you'd like to share, give us a call at 888-888-1717, and we'll record this for an airing down the road, okay? Intentional Living, we say this is a place where good intentions come to die. Maybe your good intention is, I can have an opposite-sex friendship outside of my marriage. My intention is good, but maybe it's not going to work. Where are you? What have you learned in this process? Well, we'll talk more. You're welcome to share your comments with us. I'm Randy Carlson. We'll see you tomorrow from Intentional Living.